It's like you have an inner navigation system surveying the landscape of your life and charting your best potential, and all you have to do is sleep. Ready to make the most of it? Let's get dreaming. Hi, Dreamweaver. Welcome to the Dream Interpretation Station. I'm Sleep and Dream Specialist Leah Bolin, here to help you tune in to the power and meaning of your nighttime dreams. If you've been following along throughout this first season, then wow, have you ingested a whole lot of information about dreams. And even if you've only been implementing a small amount of the techniques, you're in the process of forging an incredible relationship with your dreams, and that can be so life-enhancing. I dedicated this first season to sharing the basics, those foundational practices I found to be the most helpful for connecting with the value and meaning of your dreams. I've been honoring and spending time with my dreams for 3 decades now, so for me, it's been this bit-by-bit learning process with lots of trial and error and a lot of mentors along the way. It can be a lot to process, and we've only just skimmed the surface. Take it at your pace and come back to layer more on as you desire. Really, any amount of dream play is good. Just in being a bit more mindful of your dreams, you're opening yourself up to the brilliance that surfaces within. For this final episode of the first season, I want to bring it back to the most simple and efficient way to work with dreams I've known. It was the very first way I successfully started working with dreams way before I'd gotten my arms around dream analysis techniques. And it's a practice that dates back thousands of years, having been practiced in ancient sleep sanctuaries and dream temples. It's called dream incubation, or what we've come to call sleeping on it, or as some say, to consult the pillow. The great novelist John Steinbeck was quoted as saying, "It is a common experience that a problem difficult at night is resolved in the morning after the committee of sleep has worked on it." What a great way to sum up the whole idea behind dream incubation. It is incredible how many ideas and breakthroughs have been inspired by dreams. Some of history's biggies include the theory of relativity, the discovery of benzene, the structure of DNA, and the periodic table of elements. The scientists behind these breakthroughs were aided by an idea or an aha that came to them from a dream in the night. And dreams have been an amazing creative muse throughout history. There are so many songs, ones like Yesterday by the Beatles and Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, that were dream-inspired. And so many books, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Misery, Frankenstein, and Twilight among them. And then there are movies like Terminator, Inception, and Sophie's Choice. Even the idea for an internet search engine came from a dream. Larry Page woke one morning with a dream of downloading the entire World Wide Web, keeping only the links. And upon waking, he grabbed pen and paper and began writing the idea out, convincing himself it would work, and he began creating the initial algorithm that would power the search engine we now call Google. He was the co-founder of Google and quoted as saying, "When a really great dream shows up, grab it." Another great example of how dreams can bring us creative breakthroughs is related to the sewing machine. Elias Howe, who was credited with inventing the modern lock-stitch sewing machine, had been having a long-time struggle with his invention. There were several other inventors at the time trying to create a machine that the average person could operate to sew. All of them were failing. As was reported in 1905 in the publication Popular Mechanics, Elias had a breakthrough thanks to a dream. After another day of failure in making the machine work, he'd fallen asleep and he dreamed that he was in a strange country building a sewing machine for a savage king. The king had given him 24 hours to complete the machine to make it sew, but he couldn't make the needle work and he gave up in despair. At sunrise, he was being taken out to be executed by warriors that were carrying spears. He took notice that each of their spears had a hole pierced at the tip. And suddenly he realized here was the solution of the sewing machine needle. The hole needed to be placed at the head of the needle instead of the end. He began begging for more time and he woke. He said it was 4 a.m. when he woke from this dream, and by 9 a.m. he'd completed the model of the needle with an eye at the tip. It was the exact paradigm shift that was needed to make the machine sew. What I love about this dream is that we can see how the dream was simulating a situation where Elias was having to face the emotions he was likely dealing with in waking life. Probably he was feeling like he's running out of time to get this machine to work, and it's going to kill him if he can't figure it out. And then his dream places him in this worst case scenario for having those feelings. The dream was helping him get better at facing and handling them. The emotions are the number one clue why the dream occurs, as I explained in episode 3. But here, as dreams so often do, we also see how it's playing with a brilliant idea too. Elias was smart enough to grab a hold of that idea and run with it. Einstein said, logic will get you from A to B, imagination will take you everywhere. And logic was telling Elias and the other inventors that when we sew, the hole goes through the material last, just like you would see when hand sewing. Trying to get a machine to duplicate this effort kept failing. But this dream flipped the paradigm and inspired Elias to change the hole placement. We tend to go through life trying to solve our problems and overcome our challenges using only our waking consciousness. That's what we've been taught to do, to think things through and analyze and brainstorm. And yet we miss some of the most brilliant of ideas because they show up in a dream. It's been estimated our conscious mind can take in about 50 bits of info a second. And that sounds great, right? 1 second, boom, I just took in up to 50 bits of info. Ah, but we all have this greater awareness we carry with us at all times and in all circumstances, our unconscious awareness. And it's been estimated that our unconscious can take in 11 million bits of info a second. We are so much more brilliant than we have any conscious idea of, and our dreams of the night are working not only with the information we're consciously aware of, but all the unconscious awareness and knowledge we hold. Perhaps dreams can even connect you to the great oneness of all knowledge. Why would we not pay attention to what our dreams may be helping us discover or see? Thomas Edison was quoted as saying, "Never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious." What great advice that is! Looking to your dreams for insights and ideas is a wonderful strategy for improving your life. Dreams are a rich source of inspiration, and it's available to all, not only the inventors and scientists and artists among us. Each of us can gain insights through our dreams. Dream incubation even helped me get promoted. It was my first and my favorite experience with dream incubation while I was an advertising sales rep at the local newspaper. My manager had just given her notice, and I knew immediately I wanted that job. As soon as the position posted, I announced my interest and applied. Thing was, I had no management experience, and I was the youngest sales rep in the department. I was provided an opportunity to interview, and I did really kind of struggle on that interview. The advertising VP that conducted it was asking a lot of situational-based questions, and it felt like he was asking me questions he knew I couldn't have had experience with based on the fact I'd never had that role. I didn't let that deter my belief in my abilities, though, in myself, and I got myself some leadership books so I could start reading up on everything it takes to be a great manager. But then several weeks passed and they started bringing outside candidates in to interview for the role. And I could see the writing on the wall. This promotion was not looking promising for me. I had believed in my heart that the job should be mine, and I hated the idea of giving up on this dream of climbing the corporate ladder. I'd been just reading about this idea of dream incubation, and since I had no idea how I was going to shift this tide, I decided I'm going to incubate that other kind of dream, and I decided to sleep on it. I wrote in my journal about my desire and my disappointment regarding the job opportunity, and then I asked my dreams to provide some advice. If there's something I can do to still get this job, please help me to see it, I wrote. And then I drifted off to sleep, believing I was going to have an answer in the morning. And in the morning, I woke from a dream. It was a dream of a cartoon scene of some little cute cars at a standstill on a roadway. There was a car stopped in front, holding things up, and my focus zoomed in on the driver stuck behind the blocking car, who clearly looked frustrated for not being able to move ahead. I then watched as the driver decided to slam on the gas and just push through, bumper car style. When I woke in the morning and wrote my dream down, I knew in my heart it held an answer. I could see that the dream was a representation for what I was feeling. I, like the little driver in my dream, was frustrated. I wanted to move ahead and I was feeling stuck and blocked. I'd asked my dream to show me a way, and my dream inspired me. Like that little driver, I was not going to let myself be held back. I was going to push my way through. I felt this fuel of hope and courage that morning, and I headed to the office bright and early before I could totally lose my nerve. And once there, I walked straight to the VP's office and I inquired about the role. He invited me to sit and we proceeded to have a pleasant exchange, but I could totally sense that he wasn't considering promoting me. On my shoulder was egging me on that little bumper car dream. It was telling me push, and that's what I'd come to do. So I pushed myself to express more strongly why I'd be great in the job. I began urging him to see my point of view about why I'd be good in the role, reminding him of the things I'd done for clients and the team within my current role. And I suddenly became aware that in my getting really into my pitch, my fists had started thumping down on his desk in emphasis. I even saw his eyes widen like I astonished him, and I realized, oh my gosh, I must be nuts. But then something shifted, and he began asking some thoughtful questions about why I wanted the job and how I would handle certain things. We talked a bit longer, and he ended the conversation by agreeing to keep me in the consideration set. When I left his office, I was certainly unsure about how it had gone, but I was proud of myself for fully following through on my inspired idea, and I just hoped it had worked. Later that day, I got summoned to the senior manager's office where I found the VP had joined him. "We'd like you to meet with the president tomorrow," he said. "He'll be interviewing you for the manager job." I was stunned. I stood there with this sense of excitement starting to fill me up. I was moving to the next interview in the process, and I felt so thankful to my bumper car dream. Everything had changed literally overnight because I'd let myself become dream inspired. Having faith in the power of dreams, I placed my faith in the idea I believed mine offered, and it just so happened to be a route to success. By week's end, the job was mine. Now, perhaps my unconscious awareness had an understanding that I was seen as a young, friendly sales rep, not a strong leader of others. Although I knew I had it within me to lead the team, it wasn't until I displayed a very different side of myself, a side of myself that had been egged on by a dream vision, that the VP could see I had the strength he'd not seen in me before. When I saw his eyes pop in surprise, maybe that was a paradigm shift he was having about me. This promotion became a wonderful catalyst in my career, getting me an early start in leadership roles. And time and again, I'd come to see how paying attention to my dreams was helping me better succeed toward my goals. As I climbed that corporate ladder, there was a dream at every major step that was guiding me along the way. If you're thinking that this wouldn't work for you, don't be so sure. Studies illustrate it's a common ability to dream up solutions. In one such study at Harvard Medical School, Dr. Deidre Barrett had participants focus on a problem of personal relevance before sleep each night for a week and journal any dream memories in the morning. As a result, nearly half had a dream that seemed related to their problem, and 70% of them could see a solution was contained within the dream. The research concluded it's a common ability for people to dream up novel solutions that are both personally satisfying and reasonable to an outside observer. They called the study the Committee of Sleep. It is exciting the wealth of ideas dreams supply. If you're stuck on a problem, give dream incubation a try. It's really as easy as can be. Step one is to simply ask. Your dreams are natural problem solvers, already working on finding solutions to your daily concerns. And whatever it is you're thinking about before bed is going to influence the likelihood for your dreams to work on that topic. Before sleep, spend a few minutes thinking about or writing about your concern or desire, and then formulate a request for your dreams, such as bringing to light an insight, an inspiration, or an idea. Success is going to be greatest if the matter is something that you're feeling passionate or emotional about, since dreams will naturally tend to go where your emotions flow. Step number two is to believe in your dreams. Dream incubation isn't just a silly wish. Research shows our dreams are related to our waking lives and are in fact sorting and solving while we sleep. When you pay attention to your dreams, you're connecting to your higher self and to a breadth of understanding that your waking conscious could never know. Having faith in the power of your dreams and trust that you'll be delivered an inspiration by morning will help the process. There's just no denying what a powerful secret sauce a dose of belief can be. Once you've asked your dreams for assistance, consider it their issue for the night. Your job now is to relax and sleep. Your concern is in excellent hands. And the final step is to capture and consider your dreams. Intend to remember your dreams in the morning and write them down upon waking. Even if you don't immediately see the correlation between your dream and your request, write the dream down. Or sometimes you're just gifted with a new thought, idea, or inspiration and you don't even remember a dream. Write that down. And then, if you had a dream you wrote down, consider your dream through the lens of what you journaled or asked before bed about. Sometimes you'll get one of those immediate ahas. You'll just know you have your answer. Other times you may need to take a closer look. Don't judge the dream until you've explored any idea that might exist. And you do that by considering the dream in relation to the concern and your dream request. Bear in mind, your dreams will often use metaphors, analogies, and puns when playing around with an issue or an idea. Take my bumper car dream, for example. I was asking my dream to help me towards getting a promotion. At glance, my dream was unrelated in any way. But through the lens of my request, I could see I was the driver who couldn't move ahead, and the inspired idea was to gather up the gumption to push my way through. Always use your own gut and final judgment regarding the solution you believe you've received. If you feel good about it, then go for it. Greats throughout history have gained ideas from dreams. Why not you? Whether you're looking for a creative idea or an all-out solution or just some inspiration in your life, I encourage you to give dream incubation a try. You're going to be amazed at what you can do in your sleep. And if dream recall is something that you want to improve upon, that's a topic I explore in episode number 2. So be sure to go back and give that one a listen if you want to do some dream incubation but are struggling with dream recall. I'd love to hear about any amazing insights or ideas you receive from your dreams. And if you email me an audio file, that would be a great way for me to be able to share it out on a future episode for others to hear and get inspired by. You can email me at leah@dreaminterpretationstation.com. I'll put that email in the show notes. Please feel free to send me any comments, suggestions, or questions you have. This episode marks the final in this first season, and I'm so grateful that you've been with me on this dream journey. I am looking forward to continuing with dreamy topics when season 2 begins, and that's going to be in February of 2023. If you're in or going to be in Arizona, I hope you'll check out the amazing experience that is Miraval, Arizona. Miraval is an incredible resort and spa. I offer in-person lectures, workshops, and private sessions there for guests. And there is such an amazing collection of experiences and specialists. The setting is phenomenal for a retreat or a getaway. I'll be sure to share the website link if you want to check out Miraval. And I also offer sleep and dream private consulting by phone or Zoom. Visit me online at leahbolin.com. I sure hope I've added to your appreciation of the amazing realm of sleep and dreams, and that you're going to be sure to subscribe to the show if you're listening on a platform that allows for that, as I'll be back in the new year with another dreamy season for you to enjoy. And until then, I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of the year and the sweetest of dreams.
Now dream, dream. Don't be afraid. You will see.
Though you're asleep,
you will touch the sky in this life. Maybe you'll sun.